Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yevamis Yerushalmi Daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Maveis, towards the bottom. We're talking about this fascinating machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How do we look at chalitza, the mechanism of chalitza? What exactly is the pashup shot? I would say is Shmuel. Chalitza means the man does not want to marry. What do we say in the Torah? Right, lo chafatz di lakachta. Right, I think that Lashon, the Gemara doesn't pick up on that Lashon sounds like Shmuel. I don't want to take her. That means that I take her for a conceptual second and then it exempts. So it's, sounds like Shmuel, that Chalitza means a release. But Rav has this Chiddush that it means for a second, it's a marriage plus a release. And then, that's why you get into all these questions about if it's a marriage plus a release, then how do you do chalitzas to two sisters? You can't be married to two sisters. How do you do chalitza? We'll get to today to a mother and a daughter. You can't be married. So I said at the end of this year, I'm not sure if it's related to whether yibam or chalitza is one or two mitzvahs. I think it could be related more, to an issue that Rabbi Chanan brings out that we haven't mentioned in a long time. But we mentioned it often, but just not so recently. And that is, remember, Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Sa'aris in Simen Ayin Vav. That's where Rabbi Chanan talks about two types of halachic processes with 10 different nafkaminas to the processes. One process where the person himself causes the chalos. I'm in charge of the chalos. I could create the chalos like Kiddushin. I keep a Makadish a woman. I'm in charge. I'm a Kadesh, and then I can control it. Just a nafkamina. I could delay it. I could be Makadesh la'achar zman. I can make a Tanai. I can make a Shliach. Those are three nafkaminas right there. La'achar zman, Tanai, and Shliach. Right? But then there are other types of chaluyos, other types of halachic statuses that I'm not in control of. I do a physical action, and memela, the result happens, but I'm not in control of it, right? I put milk into your chicken soup. So what do we say? Ain adam oser davar shenu shelo. So it's not usser. Of course it's usser. What do you mean? You can't bow down to your friend's couch and make it usser. So how could you usser? The answer is by basar b'chalav. It's not like you're in control of that chalos. I physically do an action and memela the isser kicks in, but I wasn't in charge of that chalos. That's Einad the most of the Shere Shaloba. But Aishas Ish Sezinsa. Right? So she's Mizana. So Mimela is an Isilabaila. Oh, you need Adim in Davashab Erba Pachos Bishnaim. Right? No, if she knows that she was Mizana Baratzon, then she's Bimela Neseris, even though there are no Adim there. So Kiddushin is in category one, Gerushin is a category one. So the way that Rabbi Chanan got into this whole discussion is based on a Tosus later on in Yevamis about Chalitza. Could you make a tnai on chalitza? The Gemara says, ain't tnai b'chalitza. You can't make a tnai on chalitza. Right? A man does chalitza, a woman does chalitza, amenas, that, this happens. You can't do that. Because chalitza is a davar de memela. I mean, right when she takes off his shoe, we're gonna have later on, what's ma'akev in a ma'isa of chalitza? Right? There's three different parts. The taking off the shoe, the spitting, and the kriyas apsukim. The kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. The spitting is a machlokes, and chalitza is for sure ma'akev. Right in the Mishnah, around Daf Kuf or so, in the Bavli. But so chalitza, right when you take off your shoe, boom, it's memela. So it's memela what? So it kind of sounds like memela, there's a ptur. Memela, there's a marriage and a ptur. Okay, you'd have to say that according. But again, that whole idea of Rabbi Elchanan in Simen Ayin Vav, sounds like Shmuel, that it's just a ptur and not a kinyan. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so, important nafkaminas. Let's continue though now. So we're a couple lines up from the bottom on Tezlein of a base. Masisa plig al Rav. So again, the next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey argues on Rav. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Kohen Gadol Shmeis Achiv. You have a Kohen Gadol whose brother died. So what's the halacha? Kohen Gadol is brother. Yibum. One second. A Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. Right? Almana the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol can't marry a Be'ula. Right, so that's why the Kohen Gadol can't do Yibum here. Right, it's an Isser Mitzvah, or Kedusha, as we said. So, in that case, what's the Halacha? Cholis v'lo miyavim. The Kohen Gadol does Chalitza. The Kohen Gadol does Chalitza to his brother's wife, and not Yibum. But wait a minute. If Chalitza is a marriage divorce, the Kohen Gadol, we're gonna tell him to do Chalitza, but Chalitza is a Kenyan, but he can't do a Kenyan to an Almana. Right? So says the, so how does the Mishnah suggest that he has to do anything? Right? The Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. Can't do Kiddushin with an Almana. Right? So, so how is that allowed? Kohen Gadol Shemes Achim Bechozlam Yavim. So Gemara says, Hadam Messiah Lamandar Chalitza Pot Ptur. If he did just Chalitza's release, then fine, it fits. Baram Kamanda Omer Chalitza Kinyan. Omer Lo Avor Al Divrei Torah. We'll tell the Kohen Gadol to do a Davera. To do Chalitza, what do you mean? We say, oh, but, so what do we usually say? Just do Chalitza, it's fine. No, if Chalitza is a Kinyan, is a Kirva, and then Ptur, so then how do we allow the Kohen Gadol to do it? How do the Kohen Gadol? The Bavli discusses at Nafchaf, what about Asi Docha Losa say? What about the Asi of Yibum, Dogmin Docha, the Losa Asi of Amana? So that could be why the Karban Eda here says that she's a Ba'ula. If it was Mina Erisin, then you could talk about Asi Docha Losa say. The Asi, because she's still a Psula. You have an Asi of Yibum and a Losa Asi of marrying an Amana. But if it's a los ase vase, that she's already in Nesua, ba'ula, then ain't ase docha los ase vase. So then that could be an answer. But the Gemara suggests ase docha los ase. There's an important line in Tosfos, just to mention in Yevamos, where the Gemara says that suggests ase docha los ase. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. There's another Gemara that says, what's the suggestion of Asi Docha Losa say? Only where the Almana is min ha'erisin, where she's not a Ba'ula. Right? So that's the suggestion. If the Kohen Gadol's brother only did erisin to the wife, so then why don't we allow the Kohen Gadol to do, Yibum Asi Docha Losa say? That's the Gemara's question. Ask Tosas, but 1 second. Right? We said earlier in the Masechta, an Islandess and a Sris don't do Yibum. Right? Because they're not Roy Laholid. So you only have Yibum where it's Roy Laholin. But the Gemara says, Ain, again, we're not getting into scientific evidence, Bizmanazeh. Maybe women are different, Bizmanazeh. But the Gemara says in one place, Ain Isha Misaberes be Bia Rishona. Right? You can't be Misaberes or Bia Rishona. So how do we allow the Asi Docha Losa say, the first Bia, if there's no way that she could get pregnant from that Bia? So there's no Yakim Al Shema Chiv Ameis. And therefore, how do we allow Bia Rishona of the Kohen Gadol? That's the question of Tosfos, right? Hiksha riva dechiva the isha misaberes be rishona hechtas yabim to be rishona leka hakama shem ubi ashni asirolei. That the Gemara says there. So the Gemara Tosfos there answers. Tosfos answers that really you only need a gavra that's ra'ui l'hakama shem, even if the maisa bia itself is not. Roy to have the zera from this bia. Vomari delo kashamiti delo beina chete reuyim lakam hashem elasha yevama vayavam yu reuyim lakam hashem. Even if this bia is not going to lead to a pregnancy, it's good enough if these people could lead to pregnancies. That's Tosfos as you saw on Daf Chaf in Yevamos. Okay, so let's continue now. So there's no answer to that question. We ask Akasha, what do you do with that Mishnah? No answer. So another Mishnah. Hesiv Rav Chama Chavrin Derabanan. V'amastisa B'li Gabra. The following Mishnah is also against Rav. Where's this Mishnah? Later on this daf today. Shlosha Achim Shtayim Ehem Nesum Shtei Achios. If you have three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, but this Mishnah has other relationships. Oisha Obita. Two brothers married to mother and daughter. Or two brothers married to Oisho Basbita, to mother and granddaughter. Oisho Basbina, Habela Chosos Lomas Yabos. So the Mishnah says later on, similar to what we just said. We said earlier in the previous Mishnah, if you have a third brother, and now he has two women that fall to him to Yibam from two different brothers, but they're related, right? They're mother and daughter and the two sisters. So we say do Chalitza. It's the same exact question that we asked earlier. Chalitza, Shanihi Isser Ubita Bei Mechaim Bein Lachar Misa. Question mark. So what are we going to say? The Mishnah says that you do chalitza to the mother and the daughter. Could you be married to mother and daughter? Could you be married to mother and granddaughter? Could you be married to sister and sister? You can't. So again, same question as we had on yesterday's daf. If chalitza is a type of kinyan, then how can we suggest to do chalitza to a mother and a daughter? You can't be married to both of them. And here you can't suggest what the Gemara suggested yesterday twice. Oh, maybe here one of them died first. One of them died first, and now you're just doing chalitza to the other one. Because that only works with two sisters. Because as we've said, the only erva that changes upon death is achos isha. If a man's married to a woman and that woman dies, he can marry her sister. But if a man's married to a woman and that woman dies, he still cannot marry his mother-in-law or his daughter-in-law or his wife's daughter. All of those don't change. So here you can say, here the Mishnah is talking about mother and daughter, mother and granddaughter. So you can suggest that it's lachar misa. So, Rav, what do you say? No answer. So these last two questions, there was no answer. Elaine, Shrei Achraisa, these last two questions from the Mishnah, Pliga Rav, these are against Rav, Aless Lon Kiyam, and there's no way we can establish that Rav survives. So what would Rav say? Amatana. Okay, I could argue. Right, Rav Tanu Upalag. That's what Rav would have to say. Again, what would Rav say? Would Rav say you don't do Chalitza in those cases? To the second one? Maybe that's what Lashita so. That's what you'd have to say. That according to Rav, whichever one became a Yavama first, fine. You do Chalitza to that one. But the second one is like Achos Ishto or something like that. And therefore, that would not be Mechuyev. Okay. Says the Mishnah. A couple of Mishnahs here on today's daf, but much of what we've already said, the third parak here in Yevamos sometimes has the same yesod, but just applied in different ways. So that's what some of these Mishnahs that we're going to have today, it's the same yesodos that we have had already. Haisa achas mehen asura al ha'echad isa erva. What happens if you have, again, three brothers or four brothers, and two of the sisters, they fall to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben and Shimon die, and now Levi has two sisters that fall to him. Again, from two different brothers. So what did we say? So you have to chalisa to both of them. What if one of these sisters also happens to be an erva to Levi for some other case? It's his mother-in-law, right? It's something else. So then that woman is not zakuka to him at all. Then he could do yibam and chalisa to the other one. So, in that case, if one of these two sisters is also Levi's mother-in-law, then that woman is just off scot-free. She's Muteris Lashuk. And then the other woman, he does Yimr Chalitza to Aser Bo Moter Bachosa. Vasheni Aser B'shtehen. But the other woman is Aser, the other, again, the, let's start again. If again, let's say, right, there are four brothers, let's say. I was getting back to the previous one was three. If there are four brothers, so one of them, there are two sisters for Reuben and Shimon, and one of them happens to be Levi's mother-in-law. So Levi, this woman who's his mother-in-law, nothing, and the other one he can do Yibam Chalitza to. The fourth brother has to do Chalitza to both of them, just like we said earlier, because there are two sisters that fall to him. So Aser Bo Madabacho. So Vasheni, Aser Bishtein, Aser to both of them. Isser mitzvah or isser kedusha, but if one of these two women is not Levi's mother-in-law, but it's some other isser lav or shnios, like we said earlier in the Masechta, what an isser mitzvah isser kedusha is, it's not a hardcore erva, but it's lower level, either a chayvi lavin or it's shnios. So in that case, chotzos lomas yamos, like we've said, chalitza and not yibam. Oh, and here's this fascinating case. Again, four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. But Reuven's wife is Levi's mother-in-law. And Shimon's wife is Yehuda's mother-in-law. Right? So you have each of the two sisters, but they're each an erva to one of the brothers, but not the other one. So what does the Mishnah say? So each one only really has one woman that's falling to him to Yibam. The other one, it's his mother-in-law. I'm just giving an example. Mother-in-law, but it could be any of the other relations. And the other woman is Mutter, because there's only one woman that is Zakuk Liyibam. So each one would have one woman that's Mutter and one woman that's Aser. Vizui Sha'amru, this line we've already had. We've had this line already back on Daf Yud. Vizui Sha'amru, we had a line back on the Mishnah Daf Yud, which was commenting on the first mission in the Masechta. Remember the first mission in the Masechta? 15 women who are ervas, that if one of these women falls to me to Yibam, then all the other co-wives are also usher. So the Mishnah said, V'zui sha'amur achosek, she'yivim to ocholetzos omisyabemes. The Mishnah said that if you have two sisters that fall, but it's also an erva, it's also an erva for some other reason, so then the other woman, choletzes, oh, Misya Bemis, the other woman would be able to do Chalisa or Yivam, because once the Erva is out, so then the other woman is the only one that is a Kuka Liyava. Remember, this line of the Mishnah, which we have here, but we also had earlier in the first parak, had commented that it's possible that any of those 15 women could be could be being modified by this line. Again, what's the case here? You have two sisters that fall to Yibum, but one of them happens to be another Erva, not just to each other, happens to be the mother-in-law of Shimon, happens to be the daughter-in-law of Shimon. So you could fill in the blank of any of those first 15. Any of those first 15, except, the Gemara is about to say, what about Bito? What about Bito? A number of the lines of the Gemara that we're going to have today, we've already had earlier in the Masechta. So how is it possible, the Gemara is about to say, how is it possible to have Bito, right, that is Achosa, right? If you have two sisters that fall to you. So one of them is your daughter. So isn't the other one your daughter also? Right? If they're sisters and one of them's your daughter, so then the other one happens to be your daughter too. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, again, we had this Gemara already, this line on Daf Yud, which is commenting on the Mishnah on Daf Beis, that you could have any of these, you know, one of the sisters is also an extra Erva, so she's not Zakuk at all. So the other woman is the only one that's Zakuk. Do you have that by daughter? So the Gemara says, yeah, I could come up with a case. What's the case? The following. If a man has a daughter out of wedlock, and then the other one is a maternal sister. That's basically how it happens. How it could be mutter to his brother and not to him. Right? So, anas isha. Anas here doesn't mean ones. It just means out of wedlock. So a man is anas isha v'yoldabas. A man is with a woman outside of wedlock and has a daughter. V'halcha v'nisis lachem. And that daughter goes and marries his brother. His paternal brother. A man has a daughter out of wedlock and so if that brother's gonna die, so his daughter is gonna be Zakuk Libim to him. But this daughter that he has a maternal sister, and that maternal sister marries another brother of his. Another brother of his. So umeis b'lobanim, and they die. So hariza aser b'bita umoter b'chosa. This is a case where he's aser b'bita, but his mutter with the sister, because the sister is not related to him. Right? If a man has a daughter out of wedlock, and that daughter has a maternal sister, that's not related to the man who had the relationship. So this is a case where you could have a case of a daughter who has a sister, but that sister is not the man's daughter either. Okay? Hadahi, this is what it means. Bito achosa shiyivimta misyabemes. Right. The sister, right, by Bito, if you have Bito sister, you could even do yivim to that case. So, and you have the same in the flip case, how do you have the Gemara is going to explain. How do you have the case where, again, I gave the example of mothers-in-law. You have four brothers, and two of them are married to sisters, but each of those sisters is a mother-in-law of brother number three and brother number four. Right? So that's why when the two brothers die, only one woman is zakuk to each of the other brothers, because the other woman is the mother-in-law, and there's no Zika created. So again, how does that happen? So the Gemara explains, Anas Isha V'yoldabas. Again, there's a man has a daughter out of wedlock. Uba Achiv V'ansa V'yoldabas. And then another brother goes and lives with the same woman and has a daughter. So they're maternal sisters, but they're daughters of two different brothers. Again, they're maternal sisters because it's the same mother. But the two different brothers, Reuven and Shimon, again, it's hard to talk about Reuven and Shimon doing this, but okay, what can we do? Reuven and Shimon, it's conceptual Reuven and Shimon, nothing to do with reality. So in that case, v'nasu shteyem l'shnei achim me'av. These two sisters who are maternal sisters then marry two brothers, paternal brothers. Avalo me'aim. This is the case of the Mishnah. I gave mother-in-law, but they're giving, you know, daughter, a different way. So, this is what the Mishnah says. Okay, to come up with these, family trees. Oh, somebody, commented to me, recently. We know Yibum is this, we spoke about it in the Hakdama, the Masechta, is this amazing mitzvah, and there's Kabbalah, and there's Yachem Hashem Achiv Ameis, and there's such an amazing, we don't do it Bizman Hazeh, generally Ashkenazim, but there's so much, but then there are so many Isurim where you're not going to have the mitzvah of Yibum. Right? And even there are Daraises, and there's plenty of Darabanans that were added on. Right, Achozuku Kaso, right, we spoke about that might be a Daraisa Darabanan, all of these. So somebody asked me, like, why do we have so many, if we want Yibam to be done, why do we have so many Isurim where Yibam can't be done? So I said it's not about we don't want Yibam to be done, but conceptually, if Zika is a type of Ishus, the Mixas, which itself is an amazing concept, that the brother steps into his brother's, so one has to have, you know, if that's an Ishus, then he has to go by rules of Ishus. And therefore, there is Krovim to the Ishus. You can't have your cake and it's an Ishus, but it doesn't have the rules of Ishus. So it's not about how trying or being against Yibum or Chalitza, but just once there's mechanism and structures of Mixas Ishus, that's what Zika is, according to some Shitas, so that's going to have ramifications for Krovim to those Ishus. Okay, next Mishnah, which we've had already, but here we go. Shlosha Achim, Shnei Mehem Nesum, Shtei Achios. Right, that we just had this up top on the same Amud. You have three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters or other relatives. Nesuim Sheachios, Oisho Bita, or two brothers are married to mother and daughter. Oisho Basbita, Oisho Basbina, Hare Elu. So again, all of these are Krovas Zikukaso. The third brother now has two women that fall to him, but they're related to each other. So Krovas Zikukaso. So you're not allowed to do, according to the Yerushalmi, that might be a Daraisa. Hare Elu Chosos Lomas Yamos. V'Rebbe Shimon Poter. And we're going to talk about Rebbe Shimon on today's daf. V'Rebbe Shimon says Poter. Shimon says Poter in that case. Again, Poter from what? Poter from anything, right? They're each Krova Zukukaso. We'll have to see what the Rebbe Shimon means. But as we said, if one of them is also an Erva to the third brother, then she's off scot-free. Ha'asura alzeh or Erva. Aser ba'amoder b'chosa. Iser mitzvah. Iser kedusha. But if she's only an Isser Drabanan or an Isser Chayvei Lavin, then she has to do Chalitza, not Yibam. The next three lines do not appear in the Mishnayos or in the Bavli. So it might be a mistake, but we'll read it. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Does Rabbi Shimon really argue in these last cases? If it's only an Isser Drabanan, she has to get off scot-free, so Pashas not, but again, it's here. So Shlosh Achamehem, Nusim, Shai Mehem, Nusim, Sheyachis, Vachulu. Ula Bar Shishmael Amar. Ula Bar Shmuel says, what does Rabbi Shimon mean? Again, what's the case where Rabbi Shimon says Pater? You have two sisters that fall from two brothers. Rabbi Shimon says Pater. Right? You have a mother and daughter fall. Pater? Pater? What does that mean? Rav Oshia Avia Mishnah. Rav Oshia, the father of the Mishnah. What does that mean? The father of the Mishnah. The Karban Eda says, Baki Papirisha Mishnah Kiluhu Olida. He was an expert as if he gave birth to these Mishnahs. He like knew these Mishnahs like he knew his own kids. Right, he was an Avia Mishnah, or the others. Rav Chaim Gadeski here says he was the Masada of the Tosefta. Rav Oshia was one of the ones that were Masada of the Tosefta. So Avia Mishnah, Tosefta is explained Mishnah, so that's his nickname. Okay, so Rav Oshia Avia Mishnah. Rav Shimon Poter as a Shnia Menachalisa Menayibum. No, what Rav Shimon means is that again, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. So far, so good. Reuven's wife has a Zika to Levi. So now, when Shimon dies, that's what Reb Shimon says. Reb Shimon holds that the Zika is like a strong Ishus. So once Shimon dies, that sister, no, he's already married to the sister, in quotes, right? Reuven dies, so now Levi has a Zika to a woman. So now Shimon dies, so now that woman's sister, all of a sudden, too late. Reb Shimon says, you do Chalitza or Yibam to the first woman, the second woman goes off scot-free. Because the Zika is like a semi-marriage. That's what Reb Shimon means, says Reb Oshia. It doesn't mean that both of them get off nothing. When Rav Shimon Poter in the Mishnah, it means the second one. Rav Shimon Poter is a shnia min achalitza min ayidam. Because Zika is like a marriage. The first one is Kiilu married already, so the second one is a sister. Amar Rabbi Yochanan chaburai samaksha. Rabbi Yochanan says, the chevra asked, shelo as adas yikna adam shtei achios ka'achas. But what about according to the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says you have to do chalitza to both. You have to chalitza to both? Right? Doesn't the Tanakhama also hold that Chalitza is a kind of a little bit of a kinyan? So what's the answer could be? No. The Tanakhama holds that there's no such thing as a kinyan. Amar Rabbi Chanina kumi Rabbi Mana upliga? Rabbi Chanina asks to Rabbi Mana, does this Chabura argue with Rav Oshia's pshat of Rav Shimon? Rav Oshia said that Rav Shimon only means Pater and Chalitza, but even the second one. Are they arguing? V'lama, Reb Shimon Poter, is a shnia min achalitza min ayibam. According to there, the Chabura, the Chevra asks, according to them, that Zika is like a kinyan. Shouldn't, again, we're going to reject this in a second, but shouldn't the two Zikos, once the second brother dies, shouldn't now each Zika cancel each other out? They're each sisters to each other. They're each sisters. And therefore, maybe Reb Shimon means pata from everything. right? Shouldn't we say that, that even the first one doesn't even chalisas? The Gemara says, no. No, the chadura could agree to Reboshia. What does that mean? It means the second one. Once the first one is semi-married, so the second one is nothing. The second one is an achosishto. But it doesn't mean, you don't have to say that the chabura is asking and arguing on this for Reboshia's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon says pater in the Mishnah, he means Reuven dies. Okay, there's a woman who's zakuka to Levi. Once Shimon dies, no, he's already married to her sister. And therefore, nothing has to be done to the second woman. Good. Taman Amrin, in Bavel, they said, Divrei Reb Shimon, ein zika no felas, l'makam zika. Right, as we said, right, there can't be a zika where there's already a zika. If there's already a zika to the first sister, then there can't be a sister, there can't be a zika to the second sister. Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, again with the case, Reuven Shimon Alevi. Reuven Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies, his wife is a zakuka liavim to Levi. So once Shimon dies, that woman gets off scot-free because she's a sister. That's what we've said, and that's what he said in Bavel. Rabbi Baba, Shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Baba said, Rabbi Lazar, not so fast. No. The Zika itself is not the exact, it's not like a kilu, a marriage. It's v'husha avar obal. If he illegally went and did yibum with her, if he illegally did yibum with woman number one, who was the sister, he wasn't supposed to do it, he wasn't supposed to do that once there was he could do that before the brother, second brother dies. But if the second brother died and he hadn't done yibum yet to the first wife, so now there are two sisters, they're each krova. So Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar says, if he did bia to the first woman in that case, that's what we say, okay, now the second woman is scot-free and goes off. But it's not the Zika itself. Hey Chavida, so l'may nafkamina between these two understandings of Rabbi Shimon, is it the Zika itself of the first woman, which creates a mixas marriage? Or is the Zika, and then he has a bia, and he does a yibum to the first woman? So no, three nafkaminas. Number one, kidesh echad min ashuk es ashniya. What if somebody from outside somebody else in the world goes and is mekadesh the second woman? The second woman. So, al daita d'rabbanan, and according to what the Rabbanan say, according to the first way understanding of Rabbi Shimon, kidesh gemurim, that's fine. That's full marriage. Why? Because the Zika is a full marriage. The first Zika is a full marriage. The second woman goes off scot-free, so she can marry anybody she wants. According to Rabbi Lazar, no. It's held in abeyance. It's in limbo. Why? If the Levi goes and does and lives with and has Bia with Ashes Ruvain, so then the second woman's marriage could kick in. But before that, not true. So now, Kamina number one, if somebody tries to marry the second woman, because according to Machlokas. Number two, Ba'al Shnia. What if the Yavam, again, what if the Yavam has Bia with the second sister? So one second, according to Rabbi Shimon's first understanding, he's married to the first sister. Al Shnia, Al Daitin, Ba'al Shnia, Al Daitin, Rabban, and Bia Serva. That's a Bia Serva. It's Achos Ishto. Al daita Rebbe Lazar, ain't it could be a serva. But according to Rebbe Lazar, it's not to be a serva anymore, because again, according to Rebbe Lazar's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, it's only once Yibam is done to the first woman is the second one off. And third, Nafkamina, Mesa Harishona. What if the first sister dies? The first sister dies. So then, we're going to flip the girsa here. Al daita Rabbanan, Aser Bishnia. According to Rabbanan, Aser Bishnia, because if he was already married semi to the, this is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains it. If he's already married to the first one, and the second one is off because of the first Nisuin, so then once there's an Isser, Bishas, Nefila, Leibum, that Isser continues. Masha'en Kain, according, add in this line, you have to add in this line, Al Daiti Derbalazar Mutter. According to Derbalazar, it'll be Mutter because it was only a quasi-Ishus to start with. So once the first woman dies, so the second woman is a Mutter. Period. The next eight lines we already had 2 days ago. The same exact Gemara. The next eight lines. So, Haya, what's the case? Again, three brothers, two of them are married to sisters. They fall to the third brother. Haisa l'rishona tzara. If the first sister, also has a co-wife, so chalatz la niftar tzarasa. If he does chalitza, if the third brother does chalitza to the one of the sisters, then the tzara gets off because we assume there's the same strength of Zika for the sister and the tzara. Haya lishnia tzara. What happens if the third brother did yibum with the first sister. Remember we said then, so how could he stay married if the brother does Yibum to the other sister? But what, is there any way for him to be able to stay married to his, again, he did Yibum to the one sister. So he's waiting for his brother to do Yibum to the other sister. There's a way that he could also stay married if he does Yibum to the co-wife of the other sister. Right? So then, it's fine. Then he did Yibum to one sister. He did Yibum to the co-wife of the other sister. So now the other sister is also to him, so he can stay married to his first wife. Hadehu, and this is by being allowed to stay with the first wife, that's basically saying, Mutterhu Adam ba'achos saras chalutzaso. A person is allowed to stay with the sister of the co-wife of his chalutza. This is the co-wife of his yivama. Again, once he does yibam to the co-wife of the sister, so then he's able to, being able to stay married with his own wife, says that this is mutter. Says the Gemara, but how is he allowed to do that in the first place? The aser b'tzara mishum tsaras krovas chalutzaso. Once he does yibam to the first sister, shouldn't he be aser to do yibam to the co-wife of his wife's sister? So the Gemara says, no, that's okay. Amar Reb Yudan, ilu bikish livolas atzara ad shelo kanes. Wait, before he did any yibam, could he marry the co-wife of the sister? Yeah, not related to him. Shem eino muter ba, so ketchiluhu muter lebasof hu aser. If there's a heter at the time of the zika, then that's not going to change. Im omer at kain, if you say it would change, nimseis osa tzara lachar misa, vein tzara lachar misa. As we said, an iser of tzara cannot be created after another event, after the death of their husband, right? There could be an Isser Tzara, like the first mission of the Masechta. There could be Isser of Tzaras, right, by the Nefila Le'ibam. But if there's a Heter at the moment of Nefila Le'ibam, and another event's going to happen to create an Isser Tzara, that can't be. Why is that? So we said today as Rav Chaim Kanievsky a couple of days ago, but that's up till now. Okay, Michlafa, we'll have to stop there. Stira and Rav Shimon, we'll stop at the Shem, pick up with that next time.